Married at First Sight. Chapter 4271. "Well, I'm back, and I had a midnight snack," Elora said, glancing at her mother's expression. She could tell right away her mother had seen her and Tatum hugging. After a brief silence, she decided to speak first. "Mom."
"Elora."
They spoke at the same time, then fell silent again.
"You go first, Mom."
Elora stepped closer. "You're clearly not sleepy yet. Come to my room, we can have a mother-daughter chat. That way, they wouldn't disturb her father and brother." Mrs. Ormond followed her daughter into the bedroom. She rarely entered Elora's space. Ever since Elora started junior high, she had made it a point not to go into her daughter's room without permission. As her children grew, they needed their own privacy, and she respected that.
"Mom, sit down.
Do you want some water?" Elora asked, noticing her mother's hesitation. She motioned for her to sit on the sofa.
"I'm not thirsty.
No need for water." Mrs. Ormond studied her daughter for a moment before saying, "Elora, you just got back from a business trip. Why don't you take a hot bath first? I'll sit here for a bit, and we can talk after." Truthfully, she needed a little time to process what she had just seen. Tatum was a wonderful man, and his cooking was exceptional, so exceptional that Elora hadn't gotten tired of it after all this time. She had assumed her daughter's private chef arrangement would only last for a short period, thinking that Tatum was simply doing his job to stay employed. She had also noticed how attentive Tatum was to Elora, but she hadn't thought too much of it. And as for Elora, her gentleness toward Tatum hadn't concerned her either. After all, Tatum wasn't just any chef, he was the sixth young master of the prestigious York family from Wiltspoon. Her daughter had always admired capable, successful individuals. It was only natural that her attitude toward Tatum had softened once she learned of his background. But Mrs. Ormond hadn't expected sparks to fly between them. She had always been mindful of Elora's future, often arranging introductions to outstanding young men in the city. But none of those meetings ever led to anything. She had no idea what kind of man her daughter was waiting for. When she asked, Elora would simply say she wasn't focused on relationships. Her priority was managing the company and training her younger brother to take over one day. Given their family's circumstances, and the fact that Elora was still in her 20s, not yet 30, Mrs. Ormond hadn't pushed her. She was, however, particular about her future son-in-law. The Ormond family's wealth and power made them a target. If Elora married the wrong man, someone ambitious with ulterior motives, it could bring disaster. Not only would her daughter suffer in an unhappy marriage, but she could also be manipulated, leading to devastating consequences for the entire family. Even with a son to inherit the business, the risk of outsiders gaining control was a real concern. And if something ever broke Elora, if she was deceived, hurt, and unable to recover, it would destroy her future. Tatum. He was a good man. That much was undeniable. He was the same age as Elora, and they got along well. He was gentle, refined, and treated others with warmth and respect. His family background was impeccable, which was rare and valuable. But he was from Wiltspoon, too far from the Ormond family. That was the real problem. It wasn't that she wanted to keep Elora tied down or force her to carry the family burden alone. But a marriage that took her daughter so far away? That was a risk she wasn't sure she could accept. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4272. Chapter 4272. When Mrs. Ormond saw the two young people embracing just now, her heart nearly stopped. It felt like the sky was crashing down around her. In that moment, she almost screamed. But she had instinctively covered her mouth, forcing herself to stay silent. As soon as the couple let go of each other, she spun around and walked away, no longer watching from the stairs. She wanted to pretend she hadn't seen anything, to go back to her room and process it quietly. But she couldn't. She had to talk to her daughter. Just as she was struggling with her emotions,
Elora came upstairs. And now, here she was, sitting in her daughter's room. Elora studied her mother's expression for a moment before saying, "All right, Mom, stay here. I'm going to take a hot bath." Mrs. Ormond simply nodded. As Elora disappeared into the bathroom, her mother let out a deep sigh. Now that she had calmed down and thought about it more clearly, she had to admit, damn it, Tatum and her daughter were a perfect match. The thought unsettled her. She couldn't sit still. She got up and started pacing the room, her fingers absent-mindedly brushing over objects on the shelves and desk, as if keeping her hands busy would settle her restless thoughts. Her gaze landed on the bedside table, where a large framed family photo stood. It had been taken during the New Year, back when her parents, Elora's grandparents, were still alive. Feeling a pull in her chest, she walked over, picked up the frame, and sat down on the bed. Elora's face in the photo radiated pure joy. Back then, the weight of the family legacy hadn't yet fallen onto her young shoulders. She had still been a carefree girl, untouched by responsibility. But that changed the moment she was pushed into the top position at such a young age. Since then, that bright, unburdened smile had rarely appeared. Mrs. Ormond often thought that if her firstborn had been a son, things would have been different. A son would have carried the family burden, and Elora could have continued living a free and easy life. All the wealthy families in this city had sons to take over their businesses. Their daughters might help out, but they didn't carry the full weight of responsibility. They lived without pressure. They had the freedom to do what they wanted, to fall in love with whomever they chose. Elora never had that freedom. No daughter of the Ormond family ever did. Yes, there were two young boys in the next generation, but they were still too little to shoulder any responsibility. Instead of being heirs, they were the ones being protected by their older sisters. The more she thought about it, the heavier the guilt settled in her chest. She felt like a failure. She hadn't given her daughter a brother to share the burden. As parents, she and her husband hadn't been able to shield Elora from the storms of life. "Mom." Elora's voice pulled her out of her thoughts. She looked up to see her daughter standing in the doorway, fresh from her bath. Noticing the empty sofa, Elora had immediately guessed that her mother had wandered into the bedroom. And now, she found her sitting on the bed, holding the photo frame, tears in her eyes. "You're done." Mrs. Ormond quickly wiped her eyes, setting the frame back on the bedside table. "When I saw this photo, I was reminded of happier times," she said, forcing a small smile. "I suddenly missed your grandparents. My in-laws were wonderful people. They treated us daughters-in-law like their own daughters. I just got overwhelmed thinking about them." She didn't dare admit the truth. That but she was because crying not she just from nostalgia helpless. Felt. Because she felt like she had failed her daughter. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4273. Chapter 4273. Elora walked over and sat beside her mother. Mrs. Ormond shifted uncomfortably. "Let's go outside. This is your bedroom. I shouldn't have come in without asking." She felt like she had invaded her daughter's private space. "Mom, don't be like that. We're mother and daughter, real mother and daughter," Elora said with a soft smile, sensing her mother's discomfort. "We're not strangers. You don't need permission to be here." Maybe it was because Elora had been so caught up with work that she hadn't spent much time with her parents in a long while. She left early, came home late. Some months, they barely even saw each other despite living under the same roof. By the time she left for work in the morning, her parents were still asleep. When she came home at night, they had already gone to bed. Unless she had a rare weekend off, their paths hardly crossed. But back then, she was too busy even for weekends at home. Now, with her cousins stepping up to help, she could finally afford to take weekends off and relax. Still, her position of power had created a distance. It had made her parents cautious around her. Realizing this, Elora reached for her mother's arm and rested her head on her shoulder. Her voice softened. It's been a long time since I leaned on my mom. The simple gesture stirred something deep in Mrs. Ormond. She instinctively wrapped an arm around her daughter's shoulders, a smile tugging at her lips. And it's been a long time since I've held you like this. She let out a quiet sigh. I used to think of you as my little girl. But in the blink of an eye, you've grown up. You've become my pillar of strength, the head of this family. Her voice turned somber. Elora, have you ever blamed us? Your father and I, we weren't able to help you. When your grandparents passed, everything fell on you. If we had been stronger, maybe you wouldn't have had to carry so much at such a young age. She paused, her voice heavy with regret. I saw how tired you were, how hard it was for you. But I couldn't do anything to help. The only thing I could do was take care of the house, make sure you had one less thing to worry about. Elora let herself relax, melting into the warmth of her mother's embrace. It reminded her of when she was a child, when things were simpler. I never blamed you, she said gently. When I was little, Grandpa and Grandma told me that I was the heir of our family. That one day, the responsibility would fall on my shoulders. I knew this was my path. It wasn't easy, but I got through it. And look, we're in a much better place now. She lifted her head slightly. Mom, running the company is tough and demanding, but once you gain experience, it gets easier to manage. And I have help now, Tinsley, Seven, even Violetta. Things aren't as overwhelming as they used to be. A hint of pride entered her voice. I've also changed a lot of the senior management. Almost all of them now were promoted by me. The old managers have retired. They're no longer here to challenge my decisions or pressure me with their so-called experience. Back when she first took over, the biggest obstacle hadn't been the greedy relatives eyeing the Ormond fortune, it had been the company's old executives. Most of them had been handpicked by her grandfather. They had spent decades working alongside him, dedicating their best years to the family business. Elora had always respected them. But that respect hadn't stopped them from making things difficult for her. They had watched her grow up. They admitted she was capable, but to them, she was just a teenager. They had been in the industry for 20, 30 years. And they didn't hesitate to remind her of it. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4274. Chapter 4274. The old managers had been set in their ways. They never truly respected Elora. They kept pushing back, making things as difficult for her as possible. For 2 years, she had walked on eggshells, constantly on edge, never allowing herself to relax. But once she stabilized her position and firmly took control, she began phasing them out, replacing them little by little. One by one, they retired, stepping down to enjoy their old age. Now, the company's leadership was fully aligned with her. She had earned their trust and command. I've seen everything you've been through, Mrs. Ormond said, her voice laced with pain. I know how much you've suffered, how much you've endured. She let out a sigh. At the end of the day, it's still because your father and I weren't strong enough. Look at your best friend, Rosie. She has no pressure, no responsibilities weighing her down. She gets to do what she loves, marry whoever she wants, and live a carefree, happy life. She's not as capable as you, and she doesn't hold the same status in this city, but I would rather you had her life. That's the way a wealthy young woman should live. Elora smiled. Mom, you're not a fish. How can you know what makes a fish happy? She said lightly. Everyone defines happiness differently. Rosie and I are just on different paths. I like my life the way it is. I have control over everything, and that's what brings me fulfillment. Mrs. Ormond chuckled softly. You have a good mindset. That puts me at ease. But her expression grew serious. Still, there's one thing that worries me, the most important thing in your life. She hesitated, then finally asked, "Elora, when did things start between you and Tatum?" She had no idea when it had happened, even though it had been right under her nose. Had she been too blind to notice? Or had she simply not wanted to see it? Elora sat up and turned to face her mother. When their eyes met, she could see the worry in Mrs. Ormond's gaze. Elora sighed inwardly. She had known all along that once her parents found out about Tatum, they would be concerned. "Mom, if I told you that Tatum and I haven't actually started anything yet, would you believe me?" she said softly. "I only recently realized how I truly feel about him. I don't see him as just an employee, I admire him. That's the truth. And knowing that he has a fiancé, it makes me uneasy." She held her mother's gaze. "Mom, you've seen the way he treats me. I never thought much of it before, but now I understand he's always seen me as his future wife." Mrs. Ormond frowned. "But didn't you say he already has a fiancé? That his grandmother arranged it for him." She hesitated, concern etched across her face. "He told you his grandmother gave him a year to win over his fiancé, right? He's been working here for a few months already. Does that mean he'll be resigning soon to fulfill his grandmother's wishes?" She sighed. "Elora, I won't deny that Tatum is an incredible man. The two of you would make a great match. But he's engaged. We don't need to interfere in someone else's relationship." Her voice was gentle but firm. "There are many good men out there. You'll meet someone even better." Elora let out a soft laugh. "Mom, I would never be a mistress. I'd never come between someone else's relationship. But please just listen to me." She took a deep breath. "Tatum does have a fiancé. But I'm the one his grandmother chose." A stunned silence fell over the room. Mrs. Ormond's eyes widened. "What?" she whispered. "How could it be you? When did you and Tatum even meet before he started working here?" Her mind was spinning. How could two people who had never crossed paths before end up engaged?